He is one half of the boys. It is Oz. Good morning, Oz.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us. What's happening?
Oh, my gosh. You took out the first win of the season, and it was bathroom week, and there was only half a point in it. How does it feel?
Man, how good is it taking the first win? This is literally the win that we wanted to. Everybody was dying for. Everybody was working so hard to win, and this is the win that Omar and I definitely needed. 250K at stake. So this is a win that we like, and that's it. We don't want to win no more wins. This is the room that we want, and that's it.
Well, with that
come on, guys, imagine the value of the house now. 250, kitchen upgrade. That is it. We're happy with this. No, I'm kidding. Honestly, we did a quick turn from the 48 challenge, and literally this is exactly what we wanted to show the judges on what we have and what we got. We got to come in style and hopefully leave with style.
And everyone did really well for the first room. It was really, really tough competition. And speaking of that prize, you've definitely got the win up your sleeve now for Kitchen Week, don't you think?
100%. They did say, look at it. 250 kitchen upgrade. So just imagine with the appliances alone, man, imagine what we would put with the kitchen that goes with it.
Yeah.
So definitely it is going to be promising. Scotty did say, if you did win this prize, you'd definitely win the kitchen. But we don't want to and let that go past. We still have to design our kitchen, the layout of the kitchen, so it's just the functionality to go with the upgrade. So fingers crossed as we get that win too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Oz, we were supposed to be chatting to both you and Omar. He's not with us this morning. He's a little bit busy, can't really get on to him. What do you think he's up to this morning?
Right, he's probably at the shops looking for another plant that takes him 6 hours.
One of my questions. I got here, Omar went plant shopping 6 hours later. What the hell was with that? That's literally all I've got written here.
To be honest, all this is new to Omar. So we sent him out to go get a plant, and it took him 6 hours. He did us a favour by not staying on set, so it's good.
Everyone was happy with that. And look, we've seen during the week there's been some dobbing on the block, and
yes,
you guys got that hour penalty. How did that all feel and go down?
To be honest, while Omar and I are fasting on set, it was actually an hour that we needed.
Yep.
There was a lot of things happening and going fast pace. So, yes, we did miss the memo on moving the cars out of the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. If they did want to dob on us, we'll just take it. If we did see something, we'll definitely let them know individually instead of telling Keith and Dan.
Yeah.
But it's just all about the game, right?
Yeah, and look, you did mention it there. Yeah, it is definitely a game. You did mention it there. You guys are both practicing Muslims, and I'm loving how much you were bringing that to the show. You're obviously going to show us into your lives and what that is really like. And you mentioned it there. Ramadan is started while you were on the block. How was that experience for you boys?
To be honest, everybody may know, you know, we fast from dawn to sunset, so we do get our fair share of food at the end of the day. So we don't want to say that we're in a disadvantage, but in the same time, you know, it was hard and it was challenging. But at the same time, you know, we were taught at a very young age, you know, fasting is just to be cautious of God, learn to cope with hardship, strive against our desires so we could be disciplined. So in our mind, if we can leave off food and drink in any other, usually in any other month, then not only can we build a home, but definitely build a kingdom. So they got to be aware on what we can and can't do. So.
And look, we're already 1 week through. You've obviously been watching each episode each night that it's been on. Can you tell us, is the editing true to what actually happens on the show, or is there a little bit of miscommunication?
100%. Everybody's watching at our home, we are definitely seeing things that we haven't seen because this year is so far away from each other.
Yeah.
But what you see is definitely what you get.
Great.
You see is definitely what you get. No doubt about that. You know, I was literally like you guys, audience sitting down. Nah, this is all, trust me. If you want a reality TV, the block is the one. It's what you see is what you get. It's so real, guys. So I'm just interested on what happens in other houses, on how they sit and fight amongst each other.
Totally. Yes. As you say, especially when they are so far apart, you can't just pop your head over the fence. And look, I think Omar's the one who's seen the block and is a fan, but yourself, I believe you've never seen it and you had no idea. As someone who's never seen it, is it as hard as you thought it was going
to
be?
We need to rectify that one. I'm the super fan of the vlog.
It was said
that I was the one that hasn't watched it. But no, I'm the superman of the block. Omar's watched it a couple of times. But like I said, the more you watch it, the more you think, you know what to do. Honestly, as soon as we got there, whatever we known before literally just went out of the window. It just start scratch, you know, just eyes open, ease open, just understand and ask questions. The right questions, don't waste time. On the block, you know, you got to chew every second like it's your last. So
yeah,
it was very, very challenging and physically, mentally. So we just have to be ready and see what we can do week in, week out.
Well, I'm excited for the bumpy ride. The block tree change is on tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. Oz, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you for having us.
And say hi to Omar for us.
Definitely. I just got to go wake him up.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.